Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. No Wojo. There he is. I see him zipping out of the parking lot. He's headed to have a nice, enjoyable evening with family this evening. Sure, there'll be some drinking, some gallivanting around town. We'll get some updates from Wojo a little bit later in the night, but phenomenal job on the Valeni Show, as he always seems to do on Big Game Friday, even though apparently it's not going to be much of a big game at all. Michigan's supposed to beat Penn State by quite a few. So that's kind of where I want to start here, okay? I want to speak to the football fans here in Detroit, okay? Because we do have three very odd games this weekend. When you talk about Michigan State, you talk about Michigan, and of course the Lions coming up on Sunday. You know, as far as Michigan State is concerned, you have a trip to Maryland, heading into a stadium, and to take on a team where they're very fragile right now. Things appear to be a mess on the outside. They got their coach back, then they got their coach fired. There's fighting amongst the players. A lot of, you know, drama going on surrounding that Maryland program. So really, we have no idea how that game is going to play out and what Maryland team is showing up, right? With Michigan, you would think, based on the spread, I think it's what, Michigan minus 12 now? Michigan's supposed to blow Penn State out, right? They just did it to Wisconsin not too long ago. They went and proved that maybe they're onto something here. They went and beat Michigan State up in East Lansing. Supposed to be an easy one, but wait. It seems like it's happening too easy for Michigan at this point, doesn't it? Like, aren't we overstating how that game is going to go? And then, of course, with the Lions on Sunday, they go to Minnesota. The Vikings with a ton of injuries, especially on that defense. You look at the Lions, who just traded away Golden Tate this week. What are they, you know, going to be doing? What is their mentality at this point? So you got a lot of exterior things going on with all three of these games, right? Which makes it, in my mind, a little bit more intriguing and more interesting to see how it plays out. So I want to lead with this, and we can just kind of use this as the central theme of the show. I'm here with you till 8 o'clock. We got Pistons Weekly coming your way until 9. But this weekend, our teams, okay, the local teams, Michigan State at Maryland, Michigan at home against Penn State, and the Lions on the road in Minnesota after they traded away Golden Tate, are our teams going 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0 this weekend? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Now, I didn't include 0-3 in the question because, frankly, I think it's out of the question. I don't think there's any way that these three teams don't get at least one victory this weekend. So 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0. You have to say it right now. How are our teams faring this weekend? 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. For me, I think Michigan's the given. Okay, so you're already looking at one victory. And I say that for a lot of different reasons. One, I don't trust James Franklin in any way, shape, or form. Penn State has been a massive disappointment. And honestly, gosh, it just makes you wonder how dependent, or really make you realize how dependent they really were on Saquon Barkley. Guy was unbelievable. He commanded so much attention, especially from the defense. I thought, too, Penn State's season seemed to break once they lost that lead in the fourth quarter against Ohio State. And I think this locker room is teetering on the edge of meltdown mode based on that fourth down run that James Franklin called in that Ohio State game, okay? You saw the letdown against Michigan State after the bye week. Not good vibes coming out of the Penn State program right now. I also think Michigan has something to do with it. They have the offensive line. They have the running game. They're going to be able to make some plays down the field. And the defense, I would assume, is not going to allow Penn State to do a whole heck of a lot. Okay, so I got Michigan winning one. All right? So that's already one victory of the three this weekend. And I do want to hear from you guys. 248-539-9797. As far as Michigan State is concerned, I know the sexy thing is to sit there and go, boy, Maryland, they could rise up. You know, they could come together as a program, as a football team, and just energy all over the place, excited to go out there on the field and get a win over Michigan State, a galvanizing type of win. I look at it the opposite way, though. Maryland is a mess. And this situation isn't going away anytime soon. And I know some people can look at it and go, yeah, but the team doesn't have to worry about that stuff. Well, yeah, you do. You know, you have players openly beating the crap out of other players. You have reports coming out seemingly daily about what's going on within the program. Again, the emotions of you have your coach, you don't have your coach, you're probably dealing with a lot of, you know, conversations outside of practice, the student body certainly wondering what's going on. That's a lot, you know, to take in and then remain focused when you have a Michigan State team that, in my mind, has started to, I think, get things together and kind of right the ship. So I got Michigan State going to Maryland and getting a win. I don't trust a team that's dealing with as much as they're dealing with to get a win. Plus, this is what Michigan State does. You know, they've rebounded after the Michigan loss, and they look respectable again. If Rocky Lombardi's out there too, I would like to see what he can do. The wild card game really comes down to the Detroit Lions and whether or not you buy that your Detroit Lions are going to go on the road and take care of a wounded team. The Minnesota Vikings have been, they've been okay, but they've been a letdown based on, you know, what we thought would happen to start the season. You know, they add Kirk Cousins. They already had the offensive line. They're supposed to have the running game. The receivers, Adam Thielen's unbelievable. But they haven't necessarily lived up, you know, to the expectations. And heading into this game, a team that battling with a plethora of injuries, I think five starters are questionable at this point. Not great. Meanwhile, you got the Lions who traded Tate. Are they done? Is the team giving up? Is the fan base giving up? This, in my mind, it doesn't come down to football reasons why the Lions win the game. We like to talk about football reasons and stats, but you can't with this game. To me, this is a Lions win because this is what the Lions do. They play a horrific game, and then they go win a game. And it's been like that basically every single week so far this season. And that's kind of been the Lions' history as well. I don't want to sound like a homer. I don't. And I don't want to sound like a guy who's maybe overvaluing our local teams. But if I had to say it heading into this weekend, I think the teams are going 3-0. I think Michigan State gets a win at Maryland. I think Michigan beats Penn State. And I do think a very Lions win happens Sunday in Minnesota. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. What's the record this weekend for these three teams? 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0? Let's go to James in Rochester to kick things off. James, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Bogey?
You tell me. What do you got?
So I actually think 3-0 as well, and for a lot of the same reasons as you, and I promise I'm not just stealing your take. I called him and then I listened to yours. But
steal away, James. Michigan, go for it.
I think Michigan beats Penn State. I think I don't like to say this because I'm a Michigan fan. I don't want to jinx it, but I think we put a beating on Penn State. I think they took a lot of offense to the way Penn State played in last year and kind of tried to run it up on them. I think with all the stuff happening this past week with Maryland, I think no matter who they're playing, I think it's going to be tough for them to win. And I think that after last week, I think Michigan State is back on track a little bit. And as far as the Lions, the way you said it is perfect. It's just, this is just what the Lions do. They're really good at breaking our hearts. They lose to Seattle. They're going to come out, get a big win against the Vikings. For all I know, they'll beat the Rams and then lose to the Bills at the end of the season or something. It's just how they do it. There's really no football logic that goes into the Lions winning. It's just the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and James, I hate to, you know, have the lazy take of, well, the Lions will do it just because Lions, but I'm with you. You know, I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, you have all these people, Lions fans, you know, oh my gosh, they traded away Golden Tate. The season's over. What are you doing? I just don't view it that way. Like, the Lions can easily go to Minnesota, which they've done in recent memory, get a win over the Vikings, and they're still there at 4-4. Instead of, you know, getting the win over Seattle and losing in Minnesota like we all probably kind of thought would happen, they flipped it. They lost to Seattle at home, and they go to Minnesota and get a win. And then I don't think you end up feeling all that differently about the team moving forward. The phone number is 248-539-9797, okay, on this wonderful, if gloomy, football Friday. Three very weird games coming up this weekend for our local teams. Michigan State at Maryland, Michigan at home against Penn State, Lions on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings. What's the record going to be for these three teams? 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0? We'll get to some more of your phone calls coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo minus the Wojo, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.